Hi there, Carlos. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director, and Max wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service, you know, answer any questions you have. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good. Thank you.
Good. So, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we go as consumers when we need something, but we don't know who to call. So your potential customers, they will not need to know the name of your business, but they'll find you when they're looking for, you know, landscape maintenance. If they type in lawn mowing or lawn maintenance or, you know, fall cleanup, or if they're looking for sprinkler installation or repair, your business and your website will pop up. I'm looking at your website now. It's a good looking website. I like the colors. You know, you've got photos on there so people will know that you do exactly what they're looking for. You know, they're going to call you directly. You're not paying for a lead. You're not paying for the click, the call, or the job, not a percentage of your profits. It's a fixed flat rate no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, whether it's like a lawn recurring maintenance or if it's sprinkler installation. It's a flat rate, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. So Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, you'll have, of course, a Facebook page for your business, verified on Google and Bing as well. So this great website that you have will be a lot easier for your potential customers to find it. And again, they won't need to know your name. They'll just see that website when they search for someone who can do what you can do, and they'll call you directly. Now, you've got a crew, and you're doing residential and commercial work. Did you have a preference of one versus the other? Do you kind of like the mix of it?
Residential.
Residential mostly, okay. And then are you doing more than just lawn and garden sprinkler system? I mean, do you do like sod installation, anything like retaining walls?
Now we do more of the landscape and hardscape.
Oh, good. So you're doing landscaping and hardscaping as well. So those are all services that you can be found for, very profitable services, very in demand. Your customers will be looking for that 45-minute drive. So you're trying to keep it fairly close to home, kind of the greater Portland metro area. So with this, we're going to include paid ads, Facebook paid ads to get you found quickly throughout that 45-minute, you know, 30-40-mile drive. It's a flat rate with reduced pricing. Normally, this is going to run $399 a month, but with reduced pricing, we're kind of continuing with the Cyber Monday. One extra day, tomorrow goes back to $399. But if you get things going, you're looking at $299, but it's a fixed rate, so it's not just for the first month. Every month you keep the service, you're saving that extra $100 a month. So there's, of course, no hidden fees. There's no lead fees. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads and then chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. You'll simply get direct phone calls. Now, Max attached the Angie leads, kind of, you know, Home Advisor. Is that a service you're using now? Are you paying for leads currently?
Yeah, that's the service that we use now.
And then how do you like it overall? I mean, I know you get a lot of leads, but you're paying for every lead, whether you get the job or not, right?
Yes, right.
Aha. So, you know, that can get pretty expensive. You know, if you're paying $20 or usually more like $40, $60 per lead, and if you're not getting the job, it just kind of, you know, it costs you money. But you don't have to stop using that service. I mean, there's no conflict with, you know, paying for leads and also being a top option on the first page of Google and Bing. My clients, though, that have a lead service, whether it's the Angies that you've got or, say, Thumbtack, Networks, you know, any of those lead-based services, Most of my clients are more than happy to scale back on paying for leads and just letting their phone ring. You know, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are listed on that first page of Google. So to get you those high-end residential clients to find that website on their own, pick up the phone and call you directly, that flat rate again, $299, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right? Greater visibility for your website and direct phone calls.
But you say it's a $300 a month, right?
Yeah, as a flat rate, normally it's $400, normally $399 a month, but we're reducing that price. You'll save $100 every month. You've got a website already. Now, there's normally a setup fee, $299 on top of that first month as a setup fee, because we create Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, all of that content to get you on that first page. We have to pay for the paid ads to get your phone ringing, get you on that first page quickly, you know, usually within 7 to 10 business days. So what I would be willing to do here, partly because you've got a website, but also because you've got that, that Angie's, you know, I want to make this affordable for you. We don't have to build a website, so we appreciate that. We just have to make sure people can find your website. I want to waive the setup fee, save you another $300 on your first month, so you save $400 in your first month alone. Every month that you continue to use the service, you still save that extra $100 because it'll never go up to $399, not ever. No matter how long you choose to use the service, you're grandfathered in at what is still Cyber Monday, even though today's Tuesday, that reduced rate of $299, that's going to save you an extra $100 every month. Now, the best part about it is the services you offer. I mean, especially if it's landscaping or hardscaping, or even if it's recurring lawn maintenance or a sprinkler install. One new client easily offsets the cost of the service. And like I said, if you're getting 15 new jobs in a month or recurring maintenance work, you know, that's going to help you to keep your phone ringing and keep growing your business. And also, I would think it's going to save you time and money and even the frustration that you can sometimes get when you're paying for leads and chasing those leads down. Your phone will ring and you'll talk to people. I mean, the hardest part of a lead service, I think you would agree, is getting someone on the phone who answers the phone. They're not just looking for an estimate. They're actually interested in hiring you. When the lead that you pay for with Angie Leads gets sent to 6 or 8 of your competitors, it's hard sometimes to get a high enough conversion rate. It's hard to turn that lead into a paying job, but you still have to pay for that lead. So this is going to save you time. It's going to save you money, save you the frustration of actually chasing down a potential customer, because these customers will be chasing you. They're going to call you. They're going to go on Google or Bing and, you know, a laptop or a tablet, a smartphone, even vehicles with internet access, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on their smartphone. You know, if they say, hey, Siri, find me a hardscape contractor or a paver installer or, you know, retaining wall, and whatever they're looking for, they'll find your business, they'll call you directly, and no matter how many jobs you're able to take on, since you're not paying for the lead, you pick and choose the work. You know, you take the job that's going to either pay you well as a bigger job or a smaller job you can get done quickly and move on. If you're looking to add to your maintenance route, you know, you're going to be able to pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. And yeah, it is that flat rate of just $299, and that rate will never go up.
Okay. Okay, I think we need to think about that a little bit. I don't know if you could send me that information by email.
Is it the amount of work that you're wondering if you can handle more work, or is the $299 a budget concern for you? I mean, how much are you typically spending with Angie Leads? You know, I know it varies.
I don't spend much because we normally get the job for this recommendation.
Well, if you can handle more work, and I don't think that you'd be, you know, taking this phone call if you couldn't handle more work, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, okay? I mean, it's where people go when they don't know who to call. So word-of-mouth is great. Every new customer that finds you on Google or Bing, there's someone who can actually refer you to their friends or family or use your services down the road for a separate job. So it's going to help you to continue to grow that word-of-mouth stream. Now, let me ask you this. If you're not starving for work, and it sounds like, you know, you've got a little bit of word-of-mouth going for you, you know, I can make this service more affordable for you if we just shrink your radius a little bit. You know, 45 minutes, that's, you know, a good 35 miles, maybe 40-mile radius. If we do not include the paid ads, I mean, that's $100 right there. The paid ads are important if you're looking for more than 30 miles. You know, 35, 40 miles, you really need those paid ads. But if you're willing to kind of shrink your radius down 25, 30 miles, still, you know, get that website where people can find it, you're only looking at $199 if we don't have to pay for the ads on top of it. So it's a lot more affordable at $199, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we need to find the right person to call. So your phone is definitely going to ring. And I mean, even one job, you know, especially at $199, my goodness, one job is going to offset the cost of our service even many times over. You've got a website. I think the whole point of that website is for people to find it and call you. But most people don't go past the first page when they're searching on Google. And since your website is not on that first page, people in your area who need to hire someone who can do what you can do, they're ultimately finding and calling and hiring one of your competitors because they don't see your website. They don't know that you're in the area providing that quality work. So we need to make it easier for people to see you. You'll be one of the top options when people do that search, and you'll get those phone calls. So if I can reduce that down to the $199 as a local campaign, I mean, in that case, I'd be willing to waive your setup fee altogether. It would just be the $199 out the door as a fixed rate that would never go up. Now, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
Okay. So what happens if I don't get any call or nobody call me in a month?
Right. So, I mean, I can do a real quick search even in a 30-mile radius for some of the keywords and search phrases for the services that you provide, hardscaping and landscaping and then sprinkler and lawn maintenance. So if I do a quick search here just in the last 30 days, and this is only for a 30-mile radius, mind you, and it's not for every keyword or search phrase. It looks like it's only populating 6, 7, 8 of the most popular search phrases. Now, you're not going to be limited by this. You know, people can type in any keyword or search phrase or combination, even misspellings for the services that you provide, and you can still get phone calls. I'm just trying to give you an idea of what to expect, even in that first month. So in the last 30 days, just for the 8 most popular search phrases for landscaping, hardscaping, sprinkler, and lawn maintenance, there was 1,814 searches. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to get 1,000 phone calls, but Google's been tracking this for a long time, and every business that's on the first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So even if we're only sticking to these 8 search phrases, 1% of 1,800 is 18 phone calls. 2% is 36 phone calls. But if we're going to include all the other things that people can type in and that you can still be found for, if you're getting 20 calls, 30, 40, 50 phone calls from someone who saw your website, I mean, even a modest conversion rate, 1 out of 5, 1 out of 10 even, would have you not just offset the cost of the service, but be profitable. Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. People don't ask their dad who they should call. They don't use the yellow pages anymore. When they need something, they go straight to their smartphone or maybe their computer. They're going to Google it. And when your business is a top option, you'll definitely get phone calls. Now, keep in mind, we offer the service on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to keep your phone ringing, get you those jobs, and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, you can stop the service at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service. You'll probably get enough phone calls to where you might, especially if it's a bigger hardscape or landscape job, and you might even want to pause your service because you've got more work than you can handle. You can pause it if you need to go on vacation. You can pause the service seasonally if you need to, but it is exactly that flat rate of $199 on a month-to-month basis. Our job is just to earn your business and keep your phone ringing. Now, with the detailed reporting and tracking system, you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from.
Okay, and another question is, you say they want to look my website, right?
Yeah, you've got a website that's Google compliant. I mean, it meets what Google needs to see in a website. It is mobile optimized. It reformats for smaller screens like on smartphones. And it's a secure website too. So your website is Google compliant. Your website can be on the first page, but it needs to be kind of linked to what Google needs to see. We need to reassure Google that you provide those services in the area. So that's where the directories become very important. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, you know, Hot Frog, Kudzu, Foursquare. We create that content because Google and Bing will want to see that information back to the search for. So it's going to be your website that is promoted. It's going to be your phone number that people call. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and you'll get those calls directly to you.
Okay. And I need to take that decision right now, or I can.
Well,
the
pricing will still apply, but the position may not be available. So when these positions become available, it's our job to call through the area to find the right company to work with, okay? Now, it seems like something that you definitely want for your business. We can't put our clients in competition with each other. That ensures you get more phone calls, and, of course, it's good for you, and it's good for us, too. I mean, we're going to spend, well, to be honest with you, even at that $199, we're going to spend more than two or three times that in the first month alone, even if we don't have to build a website for you. Just the resources and, in some cases, the cost that we see on our end to create the content to get you on that first page, we're actually losing money on the first month. We have to earn your business for a few months just for us to break even. There's not a contract involved. We're not locking you into a contract even long enough to cover our cost. But we've been around since 2004, so for 18 years, we've been able to provide these services for small and medium-sized businesses. There's no way we'd be able to stay, you know, in business if we were losing money in that first month. We would lose money if you canceled. So our clients keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. If you're able to take on more work, even a couple of jobs here and there, having that website that you already have pop up where people are looking, which is that first page of Google, that's going to ensure that steady stream of phone calls. Now, I mean, I know at $199 it's affordable enough for you, and you can handle at least a little bit more work, right?
Yes. I want the service. So you need to call me back this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So most of this takes place in a follow-up call with our technician. So our technician's going to get all the information that we need, verify information off of your website and information that I have. But if it's something that you want to do for your business, for us to stop the calls through the area and, again, work exclusively with you, I only need about 5 minutes of your time to get things set up here, and then our technician will give you a call back a little later. Is it Aston Lawn and Sprinklers Incorporated? I know it's a corporation, but
yes.
The website just says Aston Lawn and Sprinklers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the phone number that we're speaking on, it's one of the numbers on the website. Then you also have the office number as well. So the number that we're speaking on, this is a good number both for your customers and also for us to contact you regarding your account, right? It's a mobile phone, a smartphone.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can receive a text message then on that number?
Yes.
Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. And then I was looking on your website for an email address. Now, I see there's a contact form, but I don't see the physical email address. What is a good email address? This is really just for us to contact you regarding your account for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. We'll email it to you. Carlos, what is your email address either for your business or for yourself?
The email address is Aston Lawn and Sprinklers at Gmail.
Aston Lawn and Sprinklers at Gmail. The and in the the email, is that A-N-D spelled out? I know in the business name it's the symbol for the word, the ampersand, but in an email
it's not the symbol, it's a letter.
It's A-N-D, right, spelled out for the purpose of the email itself. And then, Carlos, I never did get your last name.
Cruz.
Cruz, is that C-R-U-Z?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Cruz. And then, as far as that first payment of $199, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, what works best for you?
Visa, the only reason I don't have my wallet, with me right now. That's to say, if you call me later, I can call you back later when I come back home.
Okay, so I need to just make sure that I've got a little bit more information, and then I can put this on a soft hold so that we don't have to call anybody else, as long as there's, good faith that it's something you want to do. You're service-based, and there's no address to promote, meaning you always go to the customer, no one comes to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have to verify that you're an active business. I did see a P.O. box, but Google wants to make sure that you're actually in the area, and P.O. boxes can be rented by someone outside of town. So other than the P.O. box, where else do you receive your mail?
My house.
Yeah, and Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. They'll not list your home address because they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door. But they do want to make sure that you are an active business, that you're in the local area, because we're talking about showing up in the local map.
Mm-hmm.
They don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes because those can be rented by someone outside of town. So you'll receive one piece of mail in the next few days coming from Google headquarters. It just looks like a piece of paper with the tear-off edges on it, and then it's got a five-digit PIN inside. But that way Google knows that you're actually in the local area there. So what is that that home address? And, of course, it'll never be listed anywhere online.
224 Brown Street.
Uh-huh. You said brown, like the color, right?
What? Yes.
Is that in Aurora?
Woodford.
Oh, what is the zip code?
97071.
97071. Okay. So I've got enough information here from you to have my supervisor put this on just a soft hold until, you know, later on today? And then when would be a good time for me to give you that call so we can get everything set up?
Okay, we come back to call around...
It's like 11 o'clock. Oh, I can't call you that late. We stop our day at 4. Can I call you maybe around 3:30?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
All right. I'll give you a call then. Like I said, I only need a few minutes of your time to get things set up, and then we can schedule the follow-up call with our client interview technician. I'm excited
okay.
for you, Carlos. I want to get that website where people can find it and start calling you directly, especially now that you're offering hardscaping and landscaping. You're going to get a lot of phone calls. So I'll give you a call a little later on, and we'll get everything all set up.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I appreciate you, Carlos. We'll talk soon. Thanks again. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thanks.